We're returning for the final time in this sequence to settling the mind in its natural state. Last Saturday, 2 days ago, we attended to the foreground, the players on the stage. As you can imagine, this morning with very few words during the meditation itself, we will attend to the background. We'll attend to the Dharma Dhatu, conventional, the conventional Dharma Dhatu, the domain of mental events. But now we will attend especially between the foreground and the background to those intervals. First of all, the intervals between distinct events, the players on the stage, those space-time intervals. You are attending to space, and it is for a particular period of time. And then you probe more deeply and simply in an ongoing fashion attend to that space from which mental events emerge, in which they are present, into which they dissolve. Now this too, is it possible to achieve shamatha on the substrate? Is it possible to achieve shamatha on the Dhamma Dhatu? Yes, I'm quite sure so. And I strongly suspect, although I can't say for certain, that this is what the Buddha was referring to when he referred to space as one of the 10 kasinas, as one of the 10 emblems with which one can achieve shamatha. Space, just any old space, visual space, that would keep you locked in the desire realm. So that wouldn't work. In the sensual realm, that wouldn't work. It's got to be space of the mind. What is the space of the mind? Dhamma Dhatu. Which, when you remove all the conceptual veils, reveals itself as nothing other than substrate. So I suspect that is a completely authentic practice of just focusing on the background, the space of the mind. But I've never been taught it. So maybe we could wing it. But since we have three practices for which we have centuries and centuries of yogis with realization and oral transmission, I have a lot of confidence in that. I've never received the oral transmission of how to achieve shamatha on space. Maybe this would be sufficient, but I don't know. I'd rather play it safe. Okay? So, but now why do this? Am I trying to make up a new meditation? No. The only reason I've broken this into parts, last Saturday attending to the foreground, this morning attending to the background, here's the simple reason. Do you need to break it up? Do you need to do it in parts? The answer is no. The teachings are simple. The instructions are very straightforward. Benchen Losen Chukyi Gensen summarize it very succinctly. Lerup Lingpa, very succinctly. They're not more complicated. I'm not trying to make it more complicated. But I am trying to, again, steer you away from potholes or problems. And that is, as you are, and at least many of you, if not all of you, have had this experience, as you're settling the mind in this natural state, intending very steadfastly, not seeing anything. That is, nothing's arising. When you're practicing mindfulness of breathing, yap, 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 all kinds of things arising. And I say, okay, yap, yappers, come and tell me what you have to say. Nothing. They all clam up, right? So if at that point you took a coffee break, nothing's happening. Okay, and just space out. Don't realize anything. Just say, "Pay. I'm here. I'm being paid to look at the contents of the mind. There aren't any, so I'm taking a break. And when there's a content, then I'll pay attention again." Then that's not shamatha. That's called spacing out. Okay. So to ensure that you have an ongoing flow of knowing, there is always something to know, always something to engage with, to attend to, and to know, to ascertain. Therefore, develop the habit of not only knowing the distinct events that arise and pass within the space of the mind, but when there don't appear to be, at least on your level of clarity, your level of qualitative and temporal vividness, at least for your bandwidth when you can't see anything, then attend closely. Well, I can't see any distinct events, but I can distinguish that's a space of the mind, and it's not nothing. I'm knowing something, and it's the space of the mind, and know that until the next thing comes up. In this way, you can maintain a continuous flow, a homogeneous flow of knowing. If there's something, you notice. If there's nothing, that is nothing arising, then there's still something there. It's the space. Again, it would be like just practicing shamatha on this room, on the space of the room. There aren't always people here. But when there's no people here, you can still attend to the space of the room. When people come, you notice them. When people aren't here, you still notice the space of the room. So this is the final point. Always maintain a flow of knowing. Don't let yourself slip into not knowing and make a habit. Because that could be a really bad habit. Right? It could be cultivating the seeds for stupor. For stupor. The adjective of which is stupid. Yeah. So stupido in Spanish, how do you make that a noun? What's a noun of stupid? Also a noun, okay? So you become both an adjective and a noun. I am stupido, and I'm attending to stupido, and I'm slipping into stupido. I am three times stupido. Okay, so let's avoid stupido and maintain cognito. Okay, let's practice. Settle the body in its natural state, the breathing in its natural rhythm, relaxing deeply all the way through the end of the out-breath, releasing and releasing until the next breath flows in effortlessly. As you settle your mind in its natural state, do so first of all, provisionally, by focusing your mindfulness upon the space of the body. Whenever tactile events arise within that space, set your mind at ease, in stillness, and in clarity. Without distraction and without grasping, can you ascertain not only the tactile events of earth, water, fire, and air arising within this space, but can you also detect the space in which these tactile events arise? And with your eyes at least partially open, your gaze resting vacantly in the space in front of you, direct the full force of your attention to the domain of the mind and whatever arises within it, sustaining the flow of your awareness without distraction, without grasping. Now focus your attention especially on the intervals between thoughts and other distinct mental events. Continue focusing on the background even when thoughts are present, noticing them, but seeing through them to the space from which they arise, in which they are present, and into which they dissolve. And sustain this flow of awareness without distraction, without grasping, balancing your attention with relaxation whenever excitation arises, and arousing your attention if your awareness becomes nebulous, unfocused, without knowing. And let's continue practicing now in silence. Let's bring the session to a close.